The gospel reading today is we hear this genealogy of our blessed Lord. There are a couple things that we find rather intriguing. First of all, as we celebrate the feast of St. Joachim, our Blessed Lady's father, we have the genealogy that leads us down to St. Joseph. Has absolutely nothing to do with St. Joachim, has nothing to do with our Blessed Lady. And so you see some of these interesting people who are there in this genealogy. And the fascinating part of it all is that none of them had anything to do with Jesus, because it's not the genealogy of our Blessed Lady, and his humanity came 100% from our Blessed Lady. Legally, he became the son of Joseph at the moment that Our Lady crossed over the threshold into St. Joseph's house. But biologically, obviously, as we all know, he's not the son of St. Joseph. And if that's the case, this genealogy is not really about Jesus. It's a genealogy of the legal fatherhood to be able to show where St. Joseph comes from, and therefore, legally, where one would see that our Blessed Lord is coming from. So it's interesting, and it's a fascinating read, and most people would look at it and go, how boring, why do we want to hear all this? Look some of these people up. It's really pretty, a fascinating thing. But nonetheless, for our purposes today, to be able to look at that genealogy and be able to recognize that some of those people in that genealogy are saints, and some of those people in that genealogy are not too impressive. And yet this is how God has worked. And that's a wonderful thing for us to be able to know, because some of us here today are saints, and some of us today that are here probably aren't. But we want to be, and we're trying to be, and that's the important part. Maybe we can look back in our lives and say, yeah, it hasn't always been so impressive. Thanks be to God for his mercy. And that we can see that even as we look at that genealogy of the man who is so holy as St. Joseph, that God will use people to bring about his glory and his will that we wouldn't ever expect. And that's the important thing for us. Now, I'm sure St. Joachim certainly wouldn't have expected that he would be the grandfather of the Son of God, that he would be the father of the Mother of God. And this is obviously something that would be so astounding, it wouldn't even have crossed his mind. And certainly as it happened, he wouldn't have found himself to be worthy. But we also need to recognize the way that God prepared St. Joachim. The heartbreak that must have been his and St. Anne's as they waited and waited and waited, and they weren't able to have a baby until they were older. And suddenly, by a miracle, God allowed them to conceive. And obviously, the conception of their baby was a unique conception. She's the only one ever conceived without original sin. Only then could they look back and understand why God allowed all of those difficulties, all that heartbreak, all of the pain that must have been to not be able to conceive for so many years. And so as we go through the struggles of our lives, the same truth is there. We will only be able to understand why God is doing what he's doing when we can look back at it, because we usually don't have a clue why he's doing what he's doing while it's happening. In fact, most often we fight him. I think we can trust that somebody like St. Joachim and St. Anne, they probably just turned to prayer. But nonetheless, in their humanness, because they certainly were not perfect, they were very holy but not perfect, that must have been so painful and so difficult for them as they were going through it, because they didn't understand. God didn't say, oh, don't worry about it. You're going to be the grandparents of the Son of God, so just hang on, you know, we'll take care of it for you. No, they didn't know that. They struggled like any of the rest of us do, trying to cooperate with God, trying to conform themselves to His will, trying to accept when it didn't go the way that they thought it should have gone. And then we see the great reward that was given to them to be the parents of the Mother of God. What an immense blessing for their fidelity. And so, obviously, none of us is going to have the Mother of God be our daughter, or, you know, our Blessed Lord be our grandson. But at the same time, it's to be able to look and recognize that through the struggles and difficulties of life, if we are faithful, if we will strive to cooperate with God in the midst of all those struggles, God will bring out a great, great good from it. And that is a universal law. So in the midst of the troubles of life, try not to despair. Try not, especially, just to turn in on yourself, because that's the human thing to do. But try to turn to the Lord. And it's kind of useless to pray to understand, because you're not going to until it's all over. But at least pray to accept. And pray for the grace to be at peace. Pray for the grace to cooperate with God and what it is that He's trying to do in your life. And then just trust Him. We don't know the good that He's going to bring from it, but we do know that He's going to bring great good from it, whatever that happens to be. So that's the struggle. And again, you look at somebody like St. Joachim and St. Anne. At least what tradition tells us is they didn't conceive our Blessed Lady until they were considerably older, beyond the normal age of childbearing. And so the struggle sometimes isn't for a day or two, or even a week or two, or a month or two. That one went on for years for this couple. For decades it went on. And that's what made them prepared spiritually to be able to be the parents of the Mother of God. So just trust what God is doing. He's trying to make you a saint. He's trying to prepare you for whatever it is that He's going to want from you, and He's trying to make you perfect. How that's going to happen with each one of us is going to be different. That's okay. So you can't compare yourself to anybody else, because it doesn't work. Just trust. That's the only way. Pray and trust, and know that if you are faithful, God will bring great good from whatever the struggles are that you endure.